You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky with you today. We got an abbreviated show, Buck. We're on the move. I am in Vegas. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight, Chargers, Raiders. You are on the move as well, getting ready to hop on a flight. So we are we're going to squeeze one in today. But how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I am great. I can't complain. I love this time of year. Like, we're down to the final quarter of the NFL season. We got the college football bowl games coming on, the college football playoffs, like all this time. It's a really exciting time.
Yeah. We by the way, we just recorded an interview with Dave Ziegler, who was the general manager of the Raiders for a year and a half after previously spent a long time in New England. It's a full trophy case there from his time doing a lot of work on the pro side there, on the pro side of scouting. So we had just did a really fascinating interview with him, which will run tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. On today's show, we're going to get to, you know, Buck's Coach's Corner. We're going to do that in just a little bit. We'll get to the game of the week. But we're going to start, first of all, with these rookie impact scores. We do this each and every week, Buck, and there are some new names on here, one of which I want to get to at the very top, because the highest score for the week is Chase Brown, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, who was someone that we both thought highly of as we were going through the draft process.
Yeah, look, man, I had a chance to watch him on Monday night the week before, and you could see the juice. They were beginning to mix him in split time with him and Joe Mixon, and you can tell the element that he brings, catching the ball on screen passes, being able to hit the perimeter on those off-tackle runs. He has the juice. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes it takes a while for guys to get their opportunity, but he was certainly ready for his opportunity. And I will say this, the Bengals' offense is a little different now that they've given him more playing time. And as Zach Taylor's kind of settled in with Jake Browning, as his quarterback, as he kind of settled in with the personnel that he has. And Brown has been a big part of what they're doing, and I think he's going to continue to have a big role in this offense.
Yeah, big-time productive player at Illinois. He was 5.094, 209 pounds, ran 4.43, kind of a quick stepper. He reminded me a little bit of Jamal Lewis. You know, if you remember how Jamal Lewis would run, it was those quick little choppy steps. But he could really, really go. Runs through contact, has a nasty stiff arm. He was a little bit tight. He struggled a little bit in pass pro. Those were the, you know, that was the concern with him. But man, to me, it also shows you having a little juice. You know, you want to have one of your runners have some juice. And you can have a power guy if you want, but man, you got to have somebody with some juice. This dude's got juice.
Well, the one thing that we've known is speed kills in the National Football League. And if you want to have a team that has big plays or produces turnovers, you got to have fast guys at marquee spots and at running back. Brown is another example of when you have these guys that can take it a distance, man, it just changes the equation for the offense. It's too hard to play offensive football in today's game where you're having 10 plays to go 80 yards. You have to have an explosive play. There's a direct correlation between producing an explosive play and putting points on the board. And so the more guys that you have that has that explosion, the more likely you can be able to deliver some of those big plays.
How about this thought? Because we talk about how this league has gone to shell coverage, two high looks, limit big plays in the passing game. One of the things that you know, maybe that might lend itself to is running backs with the juice. Maybe you trying to say, okay, this was our target for explosive plays, whereas in the past, we're going to get 80% of them in the pass game. Maybe there's a way we can manufacture a couple in the run game by getting the A-chans, the Browns, like some of these young backs with juice. You saw Keaton Mitchell doing it with the Ravens, but we can go on and on. Those guys with juice and burst, man, you can sneak in some of those extra explosives in the run game.
Well, I think we are seeing that, and I think some of the stuff that we're seeing from the Miami Dolphins, the end arounds, the reverses, the Niners have been on that train a little bit. When you have these explosive athletes that you can line up in different places and hit them with the jet sweeps and those things, we're seeing that they can outrun the defense. And you want big plays. Everyone wants like these explosive plays where in the run game, runs of 10 or more yards, in the passing game, passes completed 20 yards or more. You have to have it. I think DJ with the shell coverage is not only being able to run around them, but it's also the ability to catch a check down and turn a 5-yard pass into a 15 to 20 yard game.
Great point.
All these things are beginning to matter in today's game. I can't throw it over the top, but then maybe we can run around you.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. So he was a top dog this week in terms of the score. When you look at some of the rest of these names on here, Tommy DeVito, how about him? He was in second place, 17.8 points. Bijan, not a surprise, 17.6. Zay Flowers, 15 points. Will Levis with 15 points. When you look at the teams that had the biggest impact scores, I feel like it's a lot of the same teams, Buck. The Packers first, followed by the Rams, the Titans, the Bengals, and the Giants. Now, when you look at the Giants, it's not only DeVito. Deontay Banks, he played 73 snaps this week, had 12 tackles. Think about tackles corners that can tackle. How about that? 12 tackles, a TFL, and a pass defense. Jalen Hyatt, only 13 receiving yards, but he's playing a good bit. And then John Michael Smits is starting at center. So the Giants and their turnaround, DeVito's getting a lot of credit, won three of those four starts, done some nice things. But you're also seeing the offensive line play better. And I think Deontay Banks is one of a nice young nucleus. You look at Dexter Lawrence, you look at Thibodeau, what he's done. Deontay Banks, they're forming a really good young defensive group here that can grow together.
Yeah, they are forming a nice group. Deontay Banks showed up, like makes the plays down the end zone, some PBUs and that stuff. DJ, it's funny, like they got to a point where they were in a desperate mode, so they decided to put the young guys on the field, and lo and behold, the young guys would kind of help them come out of it. People will talk a lot about Tommy DeVito, and I think Tommy DeVito has really done a good job. He's taking care of the ball. He's added something with the athleticism and those things, but it's the other young guys that they have playing around. Jalen Hyatt being able to get on the field. You talked about Banks and some of the other young cats. There's something about, like I would say, that youthful energy, but more so that athleticism that they bring to the table. If you have the right coaches that can simplify the game for them and allow that athleticism to come through, you see that it's a game changer. And the Giants have been playing better because the young guys have been making contributions.
I want to ask you about one name that I mentioned a second ago, and that is when you look at the Tennessee Titans and Will Levis and what he's done, have you seen enough that, like, not only I think he's going to be the starter going into next year. I don't think that's there's a question about that. But have you seen enough there to get legitimately excited that there's, you know, there's a chance this is going to be a really, really big hit? Or is this just the best they have right now?
I'm still cautiously optimistic on Will Levis. Here's what I would say, and maybe I didn't appreciate it enough about him. DJ, being a competitor can take you a long way. Yep. And I will say this about Will Levis. It's not perfect. He paints outside the lines. There are things that he does that makes you be like, oh, no. But his toughness, his enthusiasm, his energy, the energy that he's brought to the team has changed. His willingness to challenge DeAndre Hopkins and some of the other guys when they make mistakes, all of that stuff is positive. And as Mike Vrabel talks about, like trying to get him to channel it the right way, it's a lot better for me to say, whoa, then giddy up. He has some of that stuff that you look for. So yeah, if I'm a Titans fan, I'm cautiously optimistic that he might be the next one to be the QB1 for a long time in Tennessee.
Yeah, I look, he's a totally different player than Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy was the perfect quarterback for Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. I think Will Levis is a culture match. He's a DNA match for the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans have been the bruising, bully, physical, Mike Vrabel team. This is the physical, bruising, bully quarterback. Like, he doesn't, I don't think that this works everywhere, but I actually think this thing works in Tennessee.
And DJ, I think we're going to have this conversation like going forward about quarterbacks, because people are talking about system quarterbacks and those things. I don't necessarily know if it's about the system. That's a little bit a part of it. But what you brought up, culturally, cultural fits the quarterback. I think being able to match quarterbacks up with the environment that they're stepping into, that might be the biggest part of it. You talk about Brock Purdy with the Niners, Will Levis with the Titans. There may be something to that. This, you got to have this kind of quarterback to play in this city. And it won't work everywhere, but it certainly works in Tennessee. Will Levis does.
Yeah, I think the continue to collect guys, big physical players on the outside, big physical tight ends, and just embrace that brand of football. Let him add on to the running game. Hopefully, slide eventually. Maybe
eventually. Like it was funny because Vrabel came out and told him, "Hey, we showed him videos of slide. So next time we're going to show him people getting knocked off, and maybe that'll change him. Maybe he has to be scared straight."
I think he snuck in an extra word in there.
He did. We're kid friendly. We're kid friendly program.
There you go. By the way, my hotel room. You enjoying this bamboo door that I've got back here?
I mean, that's kind of nice. I mean, it's there. Like, who knows? Like,
By the way, before we take a break and get to the game of the week here, UNLV. Did you enjoy the visit? Was that, you know? Back in the day, like the NFL has all the rules now. We're governed by. Back in the day, if you wanted to go, you know, if you were going to go visit UNLV and you wanted to go play some blackjack, you could go play blackjack.
No, yeah, so it's so funny, man, because I've never really been a big gambler. I like the energy of the city, but I mean, man, shameless plug, DJ. I just stay right around the corner from there. There were like one or two Marriotts that you were staying. Yeah, come down.
You did not. You stayed at the Marriott.
Yeah, near the convention center.
Oh, man, Buck. Come on.
Nah, yeah, the Marriott. I couldn't. What? I'm going to stay at the MGM? I'm going to stay at like Bellagio?
They were like $60 back then when we were scouting. It was like $60. Thank you. Expensive. They didn't care.
Oh, man, you're a different guy. I got to get the car, Bella. You know, it takes too long. We're in and out. Yeah. Like, we're trying to get in. We're trying to get out. And remember, UNLV, their facility and all that was on the backside of the strip.
So I know. This was the expert move. What I would do, and I don't think we were ever at UNLV together, but I would have my brother-in-law, who I think was single. Yeah, he definitely was single at the time. He would drive out with me. I got front door service, Buck. He'd drop me off at UNLV. He'd go back, he'd go do whatever he wanted to do. Yeah. And then come back and pick me up. It was easy. Those are good scouting days. Not a lot of players on those UNLV teams either, unfortunately.
No, the only thing I remember is when John Robinson had taken over UNLV. And I just remember like going there. I think it was JT Thomas. Who was the quarterback? Big old quarterback that they had left-handed that they were trying to make a guy. But UNLV was always the first visit because the way that I did from the West Coast, I would go through UNLV up to Utah. And then around the West Coast. Try and knock that out, UNLV, right away.
All right, take a quick break. We come back. It's the MTS game of the week.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It's time for the MTS Game of the Week, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, it's the Cowboys at the Buffalo Bills. The spread is -2, favoring the Bills. The over-under is 50.5. DJ, we talked about it. I feel like we kind of talked the Buffalo Bills up a few weeks ago. We talked about the team that no one wants to face if they got into the tournament. Yep. I feel like Sean McDermott and company were listening. They got this thing going back on track. It's just become the Josh Allen show, with a little bit of James Cook, a little bit of Stephon Diggs, Dalton Kincaid making some plays. But the offense is beginning to look like the offense that we expected. They're beginning to get confidence. And so this is going to be a huge challenge for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I sent in my prediction for the game, because I have to do that. Our buddy Shoppy asked us to do that. So I sent it in, and I said Buffalo 31-30. So I thought, like, kind of a shootout game. Well, something happened between when he got it and when it got posted on YouTube, and it ended up being I had Buffalo winning 31-10. I couldn't figure out. I had Cowboy fans just bad names, Buck. I'm talking about names that you don't want anybody to be called. I'm being called everything, and I'm like, man, I don't remember going in on the Cowboys. I kind of gave them some flowers for the way they beat up the Philadelphia Eagles last week. Wow. And then somebody posted the screen grab, like, how could you do this? And I'm like, I didn't do that. I had 31-30, not 31-10.
Oh, wow. Blowout City.
I got caught in that. So now they ended up making the change. And I'm like, wow, what if they did blow them out? Man, I would be looking like a genius.
Stoppy got you out there bad, but
no.
You know, DJ, here's the thing. Buffalo has been playing well. They're coming off that controversial a little bit win over the Kansas City Chiefs, even though Kadarius Toney was way offsides, and he'd been offsides a handful of plays otherwise that people had pointed out. Maybe he needs to check with the referee.
Why not? Like they do with Pee Wee football all the way up.
Just look. But this team has a lot of confidence. That was a huge win emotionally for the team because, look, people were coming after Sean McDermott. Getting a win like that, the way the offense is beginning to play, I believe that they're looking at this Cowboys game as a launchpad game, a game that could kind of send them rocketing into the postseason. Because if they knock off the Cowboys, you feel pretty confident they're going to win the rest of the games and they have a chance. The Cowboys, on the other hand, man, there are a lot of people that are singing Mike McCarthy's praises. I'm one of them. I think he's done a really good job with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's playing some of the best football that we've seen. They're doing it a little differently with the creativity. They're controlling the ball. They're protecting the defense, and it's worked for them. The thing that we have to see from the Cowboys, they knocked off the Eagles, but there's still kind of like this hesitancy to jump all the way in. How are they going to be, or how are they going to perform against another good team? This will be another test for us to kind of see if we can go all in on the Cowboys, or if they're just the kings of the cupcakes.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what Josh Allen does in this game. This Dallas group that they can heat you up, and they can be creative in how they get home with their pressure. So I'm anxious to see, can they block him up front? And then can Josh Allen put on his cape and kind of do some of the crazy stuff we saw him do last week, which he's fully capable of doing it. So Buffalo, again, the team I don't think anybody wants to face. Miami started to struggle a little bit. What we saw the other night was not pretty for them against Tennessee Titans. It opens the door a little bit for Buffalo. So both teams, ton to play for in terms of the trying to position themselves properly in the playoffs. And I'm looking forward to this game. And I do think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
It should be fun, though. These are the kind of games that we love to see. And the reason why we love to see him is you got two good quarterbacks. You got a lot of energy, a lot of electricity. It's going to have a playoff atmosphere. So we'll see what it's like up in Buffalo. That was the MTS Game of the Week presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now with code MTS. New customers can bet $5 on NFL action to score 150 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code MTS. The crown is yours.
All right, abbreviated Bucky's Coach's Corner. The word today is authentic, Buck.
You got to be who you are. You have to be who you are. And look, there's a pod that will drop on Friday. Dave Ziegler from formerly of the Raiders, but the Patriots. And we talked about all the ideals and why maybe the Patriot way hasn't worked other places. And some of it may be tied to authenticity. What you always want to do is when you stand in front of the room, you want to be able to make sure that the things that you say, the things that you talk about the culture being, that you believe in those things. And you want to do it within your own personality. So if you're not a rah-rah guy, then don't be a rah-rah guy, because your kids, your players, your team members will see through it. If you're a guy that's very energetic and emotional, then you have to let that show through. The thing that you have to be is you have to be consistent in your personality, consistent in your demeanor, and consistent in the things that you present. Because if you're that, you're authentic. And authenticity is what sells, and it builds the trust and the bond between you and your team.
I think of authenticity, another aspect of that is don't bring people in and ask them to be something that they're not. And that can be from a personality standpoint. That can be from a play standpoint. Hey, that's not how you play. That's not who you are. We're asking you to be this enforcer. That's not who you were in college. That's not what you've shown in the past. You win with your speed and your quickness. So I'm not going to ask you to try and be the big bully on the block. Don't try and be that guy. You're not that guy. And there's ways that I think people get that screwed up in the evaluation process, asking guys to be something that they're not. That's an authenticity problem.
That is an authenticity problem. And that's why people have to be, you got to be who you are. I think that's the best way to do it. Like, because it's easy to be who you are if you're like that all 24/7, 365. If you try and be someone that you're not, it's hard to keep the mask on. And so, if you're authentic, you have a best opportunity to get the most out of people, because you can be consistent day in, day out, and people respect consistency.
No doubt. There you go. There's Bucky's Coach's Corner. I do want to remind everybody, the Saturday Showdown is back this Saturday with an exclusive triple header live on NFL Network. You can watch the Vikings and the Bengals. That's 1 p.m. Eastern, followed by Steelers, Colts, and Broncos, Lions. That's the primetime game. Saturday, December 16th, only on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. Buck, you teased it. We've got Dave Ziegler coming on the show tomorrow. It's an interview that we've already recorded. I think you guys are going to enjoy it, learn a little bit more about that kind of Patriot way, why it has and hasn't worked. What can we learn from Bill Belichick that maybe you don't already know? We're going to have a great interview coming your way tomorrow. And next week, we'll be back with five more fresh episodes here as we march towards the playoffs, as we get a little bit closer to the spring and to the draft. We'll start introducing some of these college names as well. But that's going to do it. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. I know it was an abbreviated episode today, but again, we'll have another one coming your way tomorrow right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.